They won't call on you, or you got that busy.
How about chiggers? Will they bother too?
I don't know.
Or will those turn chiggers?
I expect they would. I don't know. I never paid no attention. But we had a pasture up there, and we kept some cows in on the river, and we had some clothes like that, you know. Evening, I'd go get the cows out of the pasture, you know, put them on. And then I wouldn't have to scratch sticks.
Boy, that's pleasant not to have to do that, too.
That BHC is a wonderful medicine. That's something they built that's really killed them.
Oh, you mentioned chiggers, and you said it's a red bug. Do they call those anything else besides chiggers?
We call them red bugs. Some people, old-timey people, call them red bugs. Now we call them chiggers. I don't know why we would. It's another name toward that one.
Yeah, I've got three of them on one of my legs now.
Them chiggers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just scratch, itch.
They're hard to get off.
Yeah.
Bury up.
They're still there, and they'll stay there a while, I guess.
They'll fall off when they get fat.
Oh, do you have any of those things that grow around in leafy beds here? Looks sort of like an umbrella.
Let's see, what do you call it?
One kind you can eat, the other kind you can't eat.
What would the name be?
Well, some of them, there's a kind that's like a sponge, sort of, too. Mushroom?
We have mushrooms out in the woods at home.
But they're not the kind that...
We don't grow them. You know, a lot of people grow
that mushroom for food, you know. But we don't grow them, and we wouldn't know which kind to eat, nor if it's fine one. You know, we wouldn't know.
What do you call the one that you can't eat?
We just call them old mushrooms. That's all. They're all...
You never have no certain name for them.
They're all over the place here now. White, you come up white and look like a parasol, you know.
Yeah.
But we don't know. I never tasted a mushroom in my life. So if I did, I never knew it.
Well, when I was a kid, we used to go out and get these great big spongy ones. I liked those very much. I didn't.
Well, we have them here, this big spongy, but I just don't know.
I just never didn't know which kind you eat and which kind you never did, didn't
they? Well, I think it's the parasol kind that has a difference.
Yeah.
And the spongy ones, there's only one kind, and I think you can eat those. At least that's what I think.
I know we have a spongy one here, but I didn't know what's in there.
Oh, this one you can't eat. Do you ever hear that called a toadstool or frog stool?
Yeah, I've heard
that. That's what we call them, toadstools and things. They grow up, and I guess it'd be good for a toad to set up on and cool off.
Yes, sir.
They aren't good to eat. Will they make you sick to meal?
I just wouldn't know. I never did eat any of them.
You had one of them. I tell you. Mommy, you know who this boy looks like? Makes me think of Johnny, don't it,
John?
Johnny.
John has brown eyes. His
friend
doesn't have brown eyes.
But he is talking, and it just... Quick talk.
That's one of our grandsons.
Oh.
He's a good boy. I'm not talking about anybody but me.
Atta boy. That's what I like.
He's a good boy.
Good boy, okay.
He's a quick thinking little boy. We raised him, me and my wife, when he's little.
Oh.
His mother had to work out, and we kept her boy all the time until she married boy, and then he taken him away from him about 15, wasn't he, Mom?
He wasn't that old.